you've got to love technology. One person can be one place in the universe and the other one another place in the universe. As long as you've got WhatsApp audio, anything is possible, which is why I have the privilege of speaking to Martin Bravenboer and to Liesel Marks. Hi, guys. How are you doing?
Good, and you, Janine?
Great.
Okay. The reason we're speaking to you is because Revelation Enterprises Kamosi Slapni. And because these people got nothing else to do in life, every now and again I get a brand new song on my table. And today it was My Only Hope. It's sung by Leandre Ruiz. But these two are very involved in the process. Liesel, let's start up with you. Introduce yourself first as a person and then as what you actually do at Dr. Dare, at Revelation Enterprises.
Okay, as a person, I'm already speaking to you. It's a very funny question, but I have the wonderful privilege of leading Doxodo Worship's processes and then also our label that is we call Revelation Enterprises. So the backbone and back structure, I take ownership of that processes.
You've got titles, excuse me, like executive director and the producer of this and this and this, you know. This is what I'm trying to make you sound all grand and Lonnie. But person, when I say introduce yourself as a person, like personality and family and, you know, who you.
Oh, I'm married to Ruan Dolfel. I have beautiful dogs and I love my family. And I love the arts, and I love what I do for a living, and yeah, that is basically the short version.
Well, you're always privileged when you can do what you love for a living,
absolutely,
you know, as a career and everything like that. Martin, let's introduce you as a person and also how you're involved.
Wonderful. Well, I'm Martin. I get to be a husband of Yanni. And also a father of two beautiful daughters. So I live in a Macy's Corsace, if you know what I mean. And also dogs. We have dogs and love them. And they provide us with a lot of entertainment and fun. So, yes, that's what that's me as a person. And then I get to have the privilege to produce the music for Dr. Day of Worship and for Revelation Enterprises. So as a music director and a producer as well.
Okay, so in relation to one another, Liesel, where do you fit in and how does Martin fit in? If you can just put me in the picture at Revelation Enterprises, who does what?
So Martin gets to do all the fun stuff, but he needs to have a lot of discipline by sitting and listen to all the fun stuff and fixing all the fun stuff. He will give them more detail about that. I take responsibility of the logistics and the administration and the legal stuff and the organizational part of it. But let Martin explain the fun stuff to you.
Okay, because that really does not sound very interesting, just for the record. I hate paperwork. So, Martin, you and me, you chat to me. What do you do?
So I get to actually be much more hands-on involved with the creative process of actually, you know, from the point where a song gets written to where we actually have the final product. I oversee the whole process of production, pre-production, production, and then make sure that it gets mixed and mastered as well. So it's a very creative process. I get to work with a lot of fun people that also love what they do. And that's actually, I would say, I actually really, really enjoy doing that. It involves a lot of hours sitting behind a computer, staring at a screen, listening to the same musical part over and over about 1,000 times.
Which he loves.
Yes, which I do love actually to do.
Okay, explain to me, how many campuses are involved that actually have input, you know, send songs up for discussion that you two talk about? Liesel?
Oh, it's a beautiful process. It's about 40 campuses.
40?
Different cities. 40 campuses, yes. Different cities. We have city worship leaders. There's different times of the year that we write together. So the city's worship leaders and songwriters get together. Then from there, we take it into another process of obviously checking theology. Then we take our best songwriters, listen to the songs, choose the songs. And obviously what's on God's heart for this ministry to take into the world and what we want to say. And everything is a process. We pray about it. We worship with the songs. We do a pre-production, see if it works, if we worship it live. So it's quite a intentional process, but it's beautiful to just have the opportunity to embrace and involve so many creatives in the process.
But Martin, music isn't objective; it is subjective. I mean, it's and some of it. We used to sit in a boardroom at Maranatha Record Company, and we had people who'd been in the music industry for many, many years sit around the same table, and one guy will say, "This song sucks. It is terrible." And then someone else who's been in the music industry for just as long as they would say, "This is an incredible song." This, which begs the question, who decides what is good and what isn't good? Is it a taste thing? How do you even measure that kind of thing?
Oh, it's a wonderful question. It's also a very difficult thing to tangibly quantify, basically, to say this is our process. If it checks these three boxes musically, then we're in, we've got something to work with. I think in the initial process when people write a song, there's something about the lyrical content, the heart behind it, and then as well as the musical aspect of it that needs to grab you, that needs to convey this, the heart behind it, before you even get to, you know, do all the fun stuff to it. If the bones are good of the song, to change the musicality of it, or to change the way the song will be perceived, that's quite easy actually to do. You can play a song in a thousand different ways, but if the bones aren't good in terms of the theology or the fresh message, then it's quite difficult to make that into something great. And to answer the question of who gets to decide, basically, once it gets filtered down to myself and Liesl and maybe one or two other people that's involved, then we sit with it and we really just pray about it. And we, I mean, all of us have different musical tastes, and what we think is pretty isn't necessarily pretty for somebody else. And we get to laugh a lot about it. And it's quite a fun process.
I remember when I studied art, our one lecturer said, "Everything that is beautiful isn't art, and everything that is art isn't necessarily beautiful." And
exactly.
It's the same thing when it comes to the taste, when it comes to music. But Liesl, there's one thing that's been proven over the years, is that a church that is open to new music will grow. There is something about the growth of the newness of it that reflects the newness of attitude as well. And it's been something that's been part of your hearts for all of these years, is an openness to at least try something and see what God is saying that in a new way out there.
I think the focus as well is always on the next generation leaders, the next generation Christians, the creating a platform for growth and development. If you buy into that and God's heart and connect and mentoring and discipling, all of that as part of this process, you will see the fruit, because that is God's heart. It's not about the product. It's so much more for us. And also artistically, taking chances and see, but we don't just do it in terms of the arts and in entertainment. I mean, it's never the heart of that. The heart is to worship Jesus and to take people alongside us that worship him and love him, and growing young generation artists. That's the heart behind this.
But I mean, after all of that work, Martin, now you've spent the hours, you've listened to it 10,000 times, and at last the song comes out, and now it's being launched and everything like that. There must be a huge bite of contentment, you know? Something that is so... that feels so good when you see a song connect with the people. Because at the end of the day, isn't that the point, that the song literally connects so deeply that people can actually worship on it?
Oh, definitely. I remember many years ago, we sat in one of our leaders' office, and we had this desire to start writing our own music and record it. And he actually asked us, what's our real desire? And I mean, because we came to him saying, listen, we want to write our a worship album. And he asked, what's the real want? And the real want is actually to have our people singing our own word. And it's great that there's thousands of worship songs out there of other people singing their music. But I think there's something special about our people singing our word in this season and in this time. And the contentment and the satisfaction comes when you stand and you lead worship on a Sunday or at a rehearsal, and people, they embrace what we've come up with, what we've written, and as their own. And that's something that's you cannot buy that. There's no way that you can substitute that with somebody else's song. It is great when God does things through other people's music. We often sing other people's songs as well. But there's just something different when you sing a word that comes from your own people for this season.
I'm just thinking, if God's mercies are new every morning, if he's got something to say, if he's God, for goodness sake, then then he will have a newness and a freshness to everything that comes through his people. But I mean, having been in the Christian music industry for many, many, many years, is you find that people, they want to find what is the formula and then do it that same formula better. There's very few people who actually want to put in whatever it takes to find God's newness, the spark of newness. But it's not easy, is it, Liesl?
It's not easy, but I think easy is the wrong word. It's really difficult. But if you go into the Word of God and what worship truly is, it's responding to revelation. It's revelation for every time they see something new of God, they bow before him, they worship him. And that's God's heart for each individual walking on this planet, is that we, every morning, every day, every second, we see something new about him and then respond to that, to his love, to his grace, to his hope, to his, because he is hope, to his majesticness, lack of a better word, his greatness, his power, etc., etc. And that for us is so important, to let people understand what worship is, and also that we are a new creation in Christ, that he's not far, that we are in the throne room with him, and that every second of every day we have the privilege of worshiping him from a place of new revelation.
Yeah. And another advantage that Revelation Enterprises has is the many options you have for really great voices, people who are very talented, but each one of those people is a unique person in itself. So I'm sure for you guys to choose who will sing this song, now after it's been to decide who is the one that will connect with the song best and present it in the best way. How do you decide that, Martin?
It's a great question. I think we have the privilege of having so many different worship leaders available to sing. But once, what we typically do with a song, we sit with it and we do a pre-production phase where we literally get a band together that plays the song over and over again a couple times, and we record that. Then we listen back to it and let it simmer for a while. And then we start, just in this whole process, we're constantly thinking of who will be the best person, the best voice that will serve the song the best. Is it a male or a female vocalist, etc. And that's something that we just look into the family and say, who's coming up on our hearts, and who's God pressing on us to lead that song. So it's also not a recipe. There's not a plus B equals C kind of an answer for that.
Okay, Liesl, so why did you decide My Only Hope had to be sung by Leandre Riss?
the tonality of her vocals, who she is as a worship leader, involving another city, and yeah, for me personally, what she stands for in the season she is and her vocal ability suited the song so, so well. And we can hear it on the song. I always say the proof is in the pudding.
Definitely.
Okay, so that video, where was it done? What a gorgeous place.
Oh, it was done just outside of Tshwane, Pretoria, at Gallego's estate. They were so, so awesome with us. We just love how they embrace the kingdom, and we wanted to have these beautiful trees and show the morning sun of who is our only hope. And yeah, we had a production team, and there were 11 campuses, Doxadeo campuses, involved in that shoot. So we always try to incorporate all the cities, and it was that Gallego's estate is just beautiful, and it was in the forest, the small forest they have, and it's a beautiful video. the team did so well.
It must have been such an experience for her as well, coming up from Quebec and then coming and doing it. Yeah, that must have been, must have made her day.
It did. It did. We had lots of fun, and the makeup artist and the crew, and the very early morning, 4 o'clock, waiting for the sun, having coffee, everybody still asleep a bit, and getting them all together and worshipping and praying, and then shooting the video.
Okay, but here's the thing.
We have many stories to tell. We have many stories to tell about all the music videos we have shot.
Yeah, I'm just thinking, I put myself in her shoes, because you're so self-conscious. Yeah, you are doing this worship song and you've got cameras and you're not used to this. And suddenly you've got to do something with your hands. And I mean, how hard must it be to focus on the Lord while you're doing this song when people are recording you? Have you experienced this? Have you done a video before?
Oh, yes.
I mean, Liesl, you must at least have a little empathy with a woman.
Oh, yes, I absolutely do. But I think the beauty of a heart, and most of our worship leaders, or actually all of them we've worked with, is they want to worship God and point people to Jesus. So it's a little bit awkward the first take. And the moment they just start worshiping, it happens, because that is what we want to capture on camera.
Yeah.
Is pointing people to Jesus. So, yeah, but it's fun. It's directing. It's the real thing, the artistic process. But the moment we just, you know, focus on what we're doing, then it's natural. That's who we are. We are worshippers.
All right, Martin, tell me about the song, My Only Hope. What, when I listen to this song, what is it that you want me to hear?
I think in our culture currently, in the world that we live in, there's so many different voices that's trying to tell us that to put our hope in something else. And it's very easy it's actually very difficult to filter out all the noise and to focus on just Jesus. But once you do that and you realize that there's nothing else that can give you that kind of a hope, it's not a wishful thinking hope. Sometimes we think of hope as being wishful thinking, but it's this this assurance, this security in Him, that in Him we have hope for a future, for a brighter future. Not that everything's always going to be easy, but that with Him and in Him, you can overcome anything. And I think that's the core message of this song. For us as a family, this is also Dr. Day's year of hope that we've announced and that we are busy with in all our different sites all around the world. And that's just this anthem for the season.
Mm. Okay, we're going to listen to this song. Liesl, if people want to connect with Revelation Enterprises and all of the music, because you've got a lot of subcategories, like, you know, Doxa Day of Worship. And how do people connect with all of the music that you guys set out?
Oh, it's so easy. Doxa Day of Worship or Revelation Enterprises will take you to the same platform on the website, on YouTube, on Facebook, on Instagram. And that all the links are there, so it's very easy. The basic Doxa Day Worship, Revelation Enterprises, one way you will get all the songs. It's also available on 37 digital platforms on your device. Very easy.
Wow. Oh, that's amazing what you can do with music these days. Okay, well, we've done the talking. Now we need to do some singing. Let's hear what the song sounds like. It's called My Only Hope.